朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
一起打开撒母耳记下第十章。
Let's open together to 2 Samuel chapter 10.
好，我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
下午我们可以一起聚集在你的脚前。
In this afternoon, we may gather in front of your feet.
这是何等大的福气。
What a great blessing this is.
你不只是借着饼杯可以对我们说话。
Not only will you speak to us through the bread and the cup.
你更可以借着圣经来对我们说话。
But even more so, you will speak to us through the Bible.
我们求你宝座前的七灵。
We ask you the seven spirits in front of your throne.
能够把我们的圣经向我们打开。
May reveal the Bible to us.
好，让我们这些愚顽的人得着智慧。
So that foolish men may gain wisdom.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
阿们。我是一个很不喜欢别人整理我书桌的人。
I'm a person who really truly dislike another person to organize my study, the table in my study, the desk.
我在公司的办公室里面。
In my office in the company.
我桌子上是摆满了东西。
I've laid everything over on my desk.
我旁边还有专门放电脑的地方。
And next to it, I had a place dedicated for the computer.
两个 computer.
There are two computers.
然后后面还有一个长桌子上面摆满了东西。
And there's a long table behind it. It's filled with stuff on the back.
然后地上也摆满了东西。
And then the floor is filled with stuff.
然后有一天，艾俊阿姨到公司去找我。
And then one day, Aunt Linda came to my office to look for me, to visit me.
我就跟她说，你在我办公室等我一下。
And then I told her, wait for me a little bit, just in my office.
我要把一个公司的其他事情先搞定。
I have another matter to attend for the company.
我一会儿就回来。
I will come back in just a while.
然后我就陪你去吃饭。
And then I will go and have lunch with you.
哪里知道？
Little did I know.
我一回来。
After I came back.
大灾难。
Oh, great disaster happened.
我的桌子干干净净的。
My desk was completely clean.
地上干干净净的。
The whole floor was clean.
为什么我说大灾难？
Why do I say it's a great disaster?
因为我知道我什么东西都找不到了。
Then because I know I won't be able to find anything anymore.
所以我很生气啊。
So I was greatly angered.
你们想想，我很生气。
Imagine for me to be angry.
他委屈不委屈啊？
Was she feel sorry for herself?Oh, wrong. She's wronged.
她委屈不委屈？
Is she wronged?
她真的都快要哭了，你知道吗？
She was about to cry.
因为我不在的那个时间，我叫她休息休息。
Because when I was absent, I asked her to just take a rest.
结果呢？
But then?
她累得要死，给我整桌子。
She worked so hard to clean everything for me.
请问各位，她是好心还是坏心？
Let me ask you, does she have a good intention or bad intention?
但是她好心有没有好报呢？
But did her good intention or good deeds have something good in return?
没有，我没有谢谢她。
No, I did not thank her.
我就啊啊啊！怎么这个样子
？I was like, oh, what happened here?
这个好心没有好报。
This doing the good deed without the good return.
她是难过。
Maybe she is sad.
但是这个啊，损失还不太大。
But it wasn't such a great loss.
你知道，在新闻上看到说，在中国有一个老人摔在路边。
You know, in the news, when you see that there's this old man that fell on the side of the street in China.
有一个人开车经过就停下来。
And when someone was driving past by, he stopped.
然后就要去帮助这个老人。
And he was about to help this old man.
结果他就吃不完兜着走。
And then the story just continued on, things followed him.
这些好心没好报的事啊。
All these stories of doing the good deed, but without having the positive returns.
在人类的历史上。
On the history of mankind.
那是从来没有断过的。
Is unceasingly happening.
我们今天读的这张圣经。
This passage that we read today.
也是这么个故事。
It's such a story as well.
恩将仇报。
You return other people's grace with vengeance.
真的是岂有此理。
This is truly unreasonable.
拿辖是亚门人的王。
Nahash was the king of the Ammonites.
他死了。
He died.
儿子继位。
His son came to the throne.
按照当时的外交礼节
，According to the diplomatic relationship, the etiquette at that time，
也是因为大卫想要施恩给拿辖的儿子哈嫩。
It's also because David wanted to give grace unto the son of Nahash, Hanum。
所以他就派了一个代表团。
So he sent a group of delegates.
去慰问
to show kindness
谁能够相信
who can believe
哈嫩还有他手下的那一批谋士
Hanum and his group of advisors
居然不顾国际礼节
they disregarded the international etiquette
大大的羞辱了大卫的这个代表团
，a greatly humiliated David's delegation.
整张这个圣经就是从这一件事情发生。
This entire chapter happened triggered from this event.
那我们就来看看这张圣经的分段。
So let's take a look at the different sections of this chapter.
一节到五节
，verse 1 through verse 5。
是讲到一个疯狂的羞辱。
It talks about this insane humiliation.
六到十四节。
From verse 6 to 14.
是讲到打败联军。
It talks about that the defeat, they defeated the combined armies.
十五节到十九节。
Verses 15 through 19.
讲到征服亚南。
It talked about conquering the Arameans.
不知道你们还记不记得。
I don't know if you still remember.
在第九章一开始的时候
Back in chapter 9 in the beginning.
大卫就说
David said,
我要秀 Hasid.
I want to show Hasid.
英文就是 kindness.
I want to show kindness.
在这一章一开始
In the beginning of this chapter,
大卫又说
David said once again,
我要秀 Hasid.
I want to show Hasid or kindness.
这里似乎告诉我们一件事情。
It's seemingly that it's telling us one thing.
当大卫做王以后。
After David became the king.
神在这一个君王的身上。
God on this king.
就是要叫他秀 Hasid.
He wants to tell this king to show kindness.
要对人有恩典。
To show grace to men.
第九章是对着以色列的百姓施恩典。
Chapter 9, David gave grace to the people of Israelites.
第十章是大卫向外邦人施恩典。
Chapter 10 is David giving grace to the Gentiles.
神不只是爱他的选民。
God not only loves his chosen ones.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
这是约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们。
This is in Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 16.
神希望每一个人都可以得救。
God hopes that everyone can receive salvation.
这是提摩太前书二章三节。
This is from 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3.
神不希望有任何一个人灭亡。
God does not wish anyone to be perished.
这是彼得后书三章九节。
This is 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十五节这么说。
Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 15.
你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以以恶报恶，或是彼此相待，或是待众人，要常要追求良善。
Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else.
请注意。
Please note.
追求良善不只是对着基督徒。
Always trying to be kind is not only towards Christians.
对着众人。
But to everyone else.
就是所有其他的人。
Which is everyone.
大卫向米非波设施恩。
David giving grace to Mephibosheth.
我们可以说。
We can say.
因为米非波设的爹。
Because Mephibosheth's father.
约拿丹他是大卫的好朋友。
His father Jonathan was a good friend of David.
大卫向哈嫩施恩。
David showing kindness to Hanun.
是因为哈嫩的爹拿辖也曾经有恩于大卫。
It's because Hanun's father Nahash was once, he showed kindness to David as well.
我们要问问我们自己。
Let's ask ourselves.
神对我们施恩。
God has shown kindness to us.
那是为了什么呢？
What was his purpose?
你知道神对我们施恩。
You know, God showing kindness to us.
这叫无缘无故的爱。
This is called unconditional love, with no reason.
第九章
Chapter 9
大卫对米非波设施恩。
David shown kindness to Mephibosheth.
给米非波设带下极大的恩典。
Has brought great blessings and grace to Mephibosheth.
让他有安全感。
So that he had the sense of safety.
Security.
A security.
他一切的需要大卫都供应。
All of his needs and necessities were provided to him.
并且把他高抬到一个地步，如同王子一样，可以跟大卫一同坐席。
And he ascended him to such a degree that he was just like a prince dining, eating with David.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
大卫要向哈嫩施恩。
David is here to show kindness to Hanun.
结果却没有什么对哈嫩没有带下一点的祝福。
It did not bring any sort of blessing to Hanun in this case.
不但没有给哈嫩祝福。
Not only did Hanun not receive this blessing.
基本上哈嫩是被修理的一塌糊涂。
Fundamentally, Hanun was fixed, to such a degree.
同样是要修 Hasid。
In these two events, similarly, David was there to show kindness, Hasid.
为什么有这么大的差别呢？
Why is there such a big difference?
基本上
basically
谦卑接受的人就蒙福。
Whoever receives it in humility will be blessed.
骄傲拒绝的人就遭殃。
Whoever opposes it in pride will be harmed.
我们每一个人面对神的恩典也是如此。
Every one of us facing God's grace is just like that.
你是谦卑的接受呢？
Do you receive it in humility?
还是骄傲的拒绝呢？
Or do you proudly say oppose it? You want to oppose it?
哈嫩接受了一些非常愚蠢的建议。
Hanun listened to some very foolish advice.
他对待大卫的使者所给的羞辱。
The humiliation that he gave towards David's delegation.
是你不可能再想出来更多的羞辱。
It is to such a degree that you will not be able to think of any other humiliation greater than it.
已经是羞辱到你没办法再羞辱了。
He humiliated them to a point where there's no other humiliation.
那你要知道。
You need to know.
大卫的反应。
The response from David. The reaction from David.
非常有智慧。
Was filled with wisdom.
大卫派人去安慰他的使者。
David sent men to comfort his delegation.
并且大卫也为着这些使者做了一些安排。
And David made some plans for this group of delegation.
这个对着你和对着我。
This towards you and I.
非常重要。
It's very important.
因为你记住一件事。
Because remember one thing.
你只要想服侍神。
As long as you're willing, you want to serve God.
我可以给你保证。
I will guarantee you.
早晚。
Sooner or later.
你会遭到很多的羞辱。
You will receive a lot of humiliation.
误会。
A misunderstanding.
我们要感谢神的是。
What we want to thank our God for is.
我们的主耶稣。
That our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是大卫的子孙。
He is the son of David.
他在马太福音五章十一节。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 11.
他给我们一个宝贵的应许。
He gave us a precious promise.
他说人若因我辱骂你们。
He said that blessed are, when people insult you.
逼迫你们，捏造各样的坏话，毁谤你们。
Is persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you.
你们就有福了。
Because of me, then you are blessed.
这是我们的安慰。
This is the comfort for us.
哈嫩如此的挑衅大卫。
Hanun challenging David in such a manner.
大卫没有马上派兵出去。
He did not immediately send people out.
他在第五节告诉他的使者。
In verse 5, he told his men, his delegate.
可以住在耶利哥。
Stay at Jericho.
等到胡须长起来再回来。
Until your beards have grown and then come back.
你如果会读圣经。
If you know how to read the Bible.
你就知道。
You will know.
在圣经的里面。
That in the Bible.
胡须是荣耀的记号。
A beard is the mark of glory.
大卫知道他的使者失去了荣耀。
David knows that his delegates have lost their glory.
但是没关系。
But it's okay.
安息在神的里面。
You may rest in God.
时候到了。
When the time has come.
神会恢复荣耀的。
God will revive this glory.
羞辱大卫的使者。
To humiliating David's delegates.
其实就是羞辱大卫。
In actuality, is to humiliate David.
大卫知道不要急。
David knows there's no hurry here.
神会做事的。
God will do things.
大卫教导部下学习忍耐。
David is teaching his subordinates to learn patience.
等候神的时间。
To wait upon God's time.
今天我们的主。
Today, our Lord.
他是大卫的子孙。
He is the son of David.
他也教导我们。
He also teaches us.
要忍耐。
That you need to be patient.
要等候神的时间。
You need to wait for God's time.
人不只是年轻人。
Men, but not only young men.
常常闯大祸。
Often you do great wrongdoings.
都是因为不能忍耐。
It's most of the time because you do not know patience.
不能等神的时间。
You cannot wait for God's time.
第六节到第十四节。
Verses 6-14.
讲到怎么打败联军。
It talks about how David defeated the combined armies.
哈嫩干的那些笨事。
The stupid things that, the foolish things that Hanun did.
基本上就是宣战。
Basically is to declare war.
这是为什么哈嫩马上去招兵买马。
That's why Hanun immediately started to gathering troops.
整个这段的圣经啊。
This entire section of the Bible.
作者他用的一个笔法是非常的精简。
The way the author wrote, the way he wrote was very, very concise.
简单几句话就把好多的事情带过去。
Using just a few sentences to describe many events that just happened.
但是千万不要以为这段圣经是很无趣啊。
But this, do not misunderstand this, it's not boring here.
因为这段圣经它虽然简单啊。
Because even though this section seems to be simple.
你如果用一点想象力
But if you use your imagination
哦，这个背后实在是好玩
Oh, it's truly interesting
那他有一个笔法很特别的
There is this way that he wrote This method that he used to write
他要吸引我们的注意力
He wants to attract our interest, our focus
就是当某某人
He says when somebody
看见一些什么事情
sees something is happening
然后就会有一些行动
and then a resulting action happens
第六节
verse 6
亚门人知道大卫正恶他们
it says that when the Ammonites realized that they had become a stench in David's nostrils
原文里面是说亚门人看见大卫
In the original text, it says that when the Ammonites saw that David, that when David sees them as the enemy,
就打发人出去，然后就去招兵买马。
They hired, they sent men out to hire, an army for themselves.
第九节
verse 9.
约押看见敌人在他前面摆阵，就从以色列军中挑选精兵。
Joab saw that there were battle lines in front of him and behind him, so he selected some of the best troops in Israel and deployed them.
十四节
Verse 14.
亚门人见亚南人逃跑，他们也在亚比沙面前逃跑。
When the Ammonites saw that the Arameans were fleeing, they fled before Abishai.
亚兰人见自己被以色列人打败就又聚集。
After the Arameans saw that they had been routed by Israel, they regrouped.
十九节属哈大底谢的诸王见自己被以色列人打败就与以色列人和好。
When all the kings who were vassals of Hadadezer saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they made peace with the Israelites and became subject to them.
就这么几句话
Just such a few sentences.
就把好复杂的两场战争带过去了。
It described a very complicated battle, two of them, two battles, with these few sentences.
特别是他讲到打仗的事情。
Especially when it talked about the battle.
两军作战。
Two armies were fighting.
啊，那可以讲的是很多的。
There are so many things that you can talk about.
现在很多打仗的电影。
When you go see the war movies nowadays.
很多可以打的。
There are so many things to fight about.
啊，很多可以演的。
There are so many things to act out.
摆阵。
They were forming battle formations.
要打了。
And they were about to fight.
十三节说什么呢？
Verse 13, what did it say?
他说亚兰人逃命。
Then Joab, the Arameans, they fled.
打都没有打，逃命。
Didn't fight. They didn't even put up a fight. They just fled.
十四节说亚门人看他们逃，他们也跟着逃。
And then verse 14 says that when the Ammonites saw the Arameans fled, they also fled.
所以对着这个战争中那些很多复杂的事情。都没有写。
So it did not talk about all the complicated things that happened during the battle.
他写了什么呢？
What did it write about?
写了约押所说的话。
It wrote about what Joab said.
你读圣经读到这种地方。
When you read the Bible to this places like this.
你要知道。
You need to know.
这是写圣经的人要我们注意的地方。
This is what the author of the Bible wants us to focus on.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持。与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。